Good morning.
It's a very joyous Monday morning. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Karen, I was thinking one thing yesterday when I was fortunate enough to MC and DJ the Gutsy Walk for Kelowna Crohn's and Colitis, which was City Park, right where the basketball courts are, right?
Yes.
So what a perfect place to have one of these incredible stations that you have created, okay?
I think so.
We need to get in touch with the city. Okay, Karen, it is Melanoma Awareness Mondays. Now tell us a brief synopsis on what you've done with the Mole Patrol and these stations.
Yes. You know what? The response from the community has just been amazing. And we have 3 sun stations out so far. We just ordered 3 more. They're kind of destined. One's going to the airport, One's going to the college, and the other one we're going to keep because we're going to be going around. For instance, we got invited to the Rock the Lake.
Nice.
So we're going to be there for the 3 days. You know, we're just going to go around. We've also invited to West Side Days. We're doing the Canada Day event.
Love it.
Oh, we're just going to be so busy. I'm just so excited.
That's another spot that would be perfect is Prospera, to have a permanent free sunscreen station.
Absolutely, it would. You know, I mean, honestly, I would have one in every corner.
Seriously. I mean, it's free and it's for an incredible cause. Like, there's nothing negative about them.
Absolutely. And you know what? I've kind of connected a little bit. We're working with some students at the university and we might have access to some of the used dispensers from Interior Health.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Absolutely, because they're sitting in this big warehouse.
Just taking up space.
Absolutely, and I could just put them everywhere and fill them up, and it would be amazing.
I was just thinking, there's probably an influx of antibacterial stations, like the same idea, right? Because, you know, as COVID's kind of not a global pandemic anymore. I bet you there's hundreds of them. That's a great lead.
Absolutely. I'm so excited about that. We're fingers are crossed that's going to happen, because right now that's our biggest barrier other than the sunscreen is getting the dispensers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, you got to buy them, right? we've been doing that right now. It's just the beginning, right?
I know.
And as it grows, and it won't be coming out of our pocket anymore.
Yeah.
Hopefully the community will be generous enough to help us fund all of these sunscreen so that we can offer them as many places as possible.
Now, if you're listening to this right now and you're saying, hey, my business would love to support something like this, get in touch with us. Text 78636 and we'll put you in touch with Karen, because we can keep this momentum going. And it's probably a pretty small cost to get these machines that'll dispense free sunscreen.
Absolutely it is. You know, the more we get the dispensers that are given to us at a little or no cost.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows how that's going to turn
out. It's got to be possible.
Absolutely, for sure.
Talking to Karen Wells from Melanoma Awareness Mondays and the Mole Patrol, with free sunscreen stations set around town. We're just getting this going, coming back with more information for construction workers and those working outside this week as we're going to mid-30s. It's going to be a hot one midweek. It's B-Mac. Carly's back tomorrow. We're talking to Karen Wells from Melanoma Awareness Mondays and the Mole Patrol sunscreen stations free all around town as we've just gotten these going. Karen, what else would you like to go over?
You know, just quickly before we go, I wanted to say a quick thank you to our new sponsor, which is Nestor's Market in the airport location.
Cool.
They're holding a family barbecue on Saturday, June 17th from 11 till 2, and all the proceeds are going to go to Morgan's Mole Patrol.
Wow, Karen.
We're so grateful. I'm humbled.
For those who don't know, Morgan is Karen's son who she lost sadly to misdiagnosed melanoma, which is why we've created this special feature to do every week that we've decided to extend throughout all of the summer. A terrible, incredibly unfortunate series of events, but it's led to an amazing thing that you've done here, Karen. And I'm so proud of you for taking charge and for being able to put this mark on the city. Because I honestly believe something like this should be coming national. Free sunscreen stations everywhere.
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't it?
And you know what? You know, BMAC, to be honest, it is in other places in Canada.
Oh,
but
great.
This is the first. Yeah, because that's where I kind of did. Oh. That's where I started.
Great.
You know, I went down the rabbit hole.
Fantastic.
I started finding it in Ontario and in the States. It's everywhere.
Well, this is great.
There's companies that sell just the sunscreen dispensers.
This is amazing. Right? And I mean, I can't think of a better place in Canada than the sunniest place, as far as I know, the hottest place, at least here in the Okanagan, right?
Absolutely. absolutely. And speaking of that, I also wanted to mention today all the people that work outside.
Yeah.
Please remember to wear sunscreen, because you know what? It's so relevant. With your exposure to the sun every day, your risk of cancer is a lot higher than the average person. Anybody working outside, please, 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 every break, apply that sunscreen.
Well, we've got highs of 36 this week.
Oh, my.
Yeah, there's only a couple days, but we're going mid-30s. So, I mean, no better time than now to start applying that sunscreen.
Absolutely. And stay in the shade and wear a hat. Hats are really important. I saw some guys the other day, construction workers, and they had a big thing around the back of their hat, like to cover their neck.
Oh, awesome.
And I was just like, that's awesome. I love to see it. I actually had someone approach me to do what they call a toolbox talk. And yeah, we're just going to try and set that up. I'm going to go to the work site and just kind of talk about sun safety.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Look at what you've started, Karen.
No, it's unreal.
Okay, we're going to be talking to Karen every single week. She's going to have more tips and just advice and things to get us through these hot summer months. And yeah, we're just going to keep spreading the awareness. And if anyone's interested in any of these sunscreen stations, let us know. Text 78636. Karen, you're really making an impact.
Thank you, BMAC. And remember to block the sun, not the fun.
Ain't no fun blockers here. Thank you so much.
Have a good one, buddy.